Father Jan Kofron was secretly ordained in the 1980s by the Underground Church in the Czech Republic. After the fall of communism in the Czech Republic, the underground and the official church started to merge. The official church demanded that the underground priest be formally ordained again. Father Kofron is the only married priest in the Czech Roman Church. He was ordained in May this year by Bishop Václav Mláli. Father Kofron is a secretary to Bishop Mláli and also works with elderly and ill people. He told Emer McCarthy about how he and others practiced their faith in secret during the 40 years of communist rule when the church was forced underground.
There was a sort of theater of communists making impression for foreigners that there is a sort of liberty, so that there were liturgies, there were masses. Anyway, that's what was all what was allowed. Any father gathering, courses, lectures, and so on were practically prohibited, were not possible. So our aim was to live our Christianity in authentic, most authentic way.
You were saying that, for example, the celebration of the liturgy during this period had to be, of course, celebrated in secret. You would buy a simple bottle of wine. You would use the bread that was made within the home, within the family, in case the secret police came in. Whereabouts did you celebrate the liturgy? Because obviously you could not use the churches that were controlled by the communist regime. So where would you celebrate this? And how dangerous was it for your community, for the church, to celebrate?
We were celebrating the liturgy in the apartments, circulating from one family to another. Each family had a number, which was sometimes exceptionally used when changing, for instance, the place and the time of our meeting. One could call per telephone, because the telephone calls were monitored, saying, "Well, hello, Johnny. Actually, I've forgotten to tell you the number of the engine." But this was exceptional. The most safe method was personal contact, of course.